All right, thanks, Ron. Jim and Jay here with General Manager Ryan Pace in our X Factor interview. A heck of an opportunity here to evaluate Matt Barkley for a fourth time because of the type of weather. It's snow one day, but bitter cold's a whole nother for a California kid.
Yeah, these are going to be pretty harsh conditions. And really, when I look at it, Jeff, it's the evaluations over the next 3 weeks that are important, not just today. I was recently talking to a close friend of mine in the league, and we're discussing the importance of not just evaluating the physical talent, but evaluating the right kind of guys down the stretch here. And I think you really finding out about some guys. We're looking for ultra competitiveness. We're looking for passionate guys. We're looking for toughness, and we're looking for guys that are all in. And I think when you go through adversity like this season, you go through adverse conditions like we're going to play in this game, I think some of those traits can be very identifiable.
Some traits are popping up on Barkley too. He's embracing his role now as the guy right now. Do you get the idea this is, in his mind, his big break?
I think, you know, you're definitely seeing a guy take advantage of a really good opportunity that he's been given. And, you know, you watch him. He hasn't flinched. He continues to play with a lot of poise. He's calm. He plays with a lot of confidence. And if you think about it, really for the first time in his NFL career, he's getting all the first-team reps in practice. And I think he's taking advantage of that.
Jordan Howard's going to go over 1,000 yards today despite lacking the volume of, say, Ezekiel Elliott. He averages more yards per carry, more yards after contact. What does this say about Jordan Howard and his season?
You know, obviously he's having a highly productive rookie season, and he just kind of quietly goes about his business. And I think rightfully so, he gives a lot of credit to the coaches. He gives a lot of credit to his offensive line. But when you watch him, he's been a consistent contributor for us. And really going back to college, anytime he gets opportunities, he takes advantage of them, and he's productive.
All right, guys continue to battle, and they work in this team, but trying to get healthy, that the nagging injury epidemic continues. Marquise Wilson now, the latest one to go down again.
Yeah, you know, obviously, the injuries have been a well-told story, and it's something, you know, we're going to have to get a hold of in the offseason, and I think there's a variety of reasons. But with Marquise, it's just unfortunate. You know, he's had trouble with that foot, and my heart goes out to him right now. But knowing the player, knowing the type of guy he is, you know, he'll battle through this and he'll fight back like he always has.
Cravon LeBlanc, he's not a household name. Has he surpassed your own expectations to this point?
The thing about Cravon, Jeff, is every day in practice, he makes plays. He's been doing it all season. I feel like he picks off about two balls every practice. So what I thought about last week is when he made the play, the pick six, you finally see it transferring over in the game, and that was exciting to see. You know, physically he's quick, he's got ball skills, but what I love about him are his intangibles, and that really jumps out. He's here 24/7. He's always watching tape. He's always asking questions. He's always bouncing around coaches and scouts' offices, and he's just a guy that wants to max out his game. And the more guys that we can add like that, that are passionate about football, that love being around here and want to get better, the better we're going to be.
Alshon Jeffrey back. What are you hoping to see that you don't already know?
You know, he's had a good week of practice, first of all. He's in good shape. That's encouraging. I just think with all our players, you know, we're looking for consistent performers, and you got to be reliable, you got to be available, and someone that can make clutch plays and clutch moments. And, you know, he's a very talented player. Really glad to have him back. Obviously, he's going to elevate our offense, and it's going to be a good evaluation the next 3 weeks.
Are you in a fortunate position that John Fox is open to playing so many young players? Some might bristle at having to do that. He's not.
You know, I kind of laugh. He really has no choice right now.
He doesn't, but
some of these injuries have kind of forced it. So, and from a scout's perspective, I've talked about it before. That's the silver lining, is all these young guys are playing. That's the only way you get better. But really, I think our entire coaching staff understands that what we need to do in order to have long-term success, and a lot of that's developing your young talent. It's not just drafting well. It's once you get them in the building, developing that talent. And that takes buy-in from your coaches, and those coaches spending a lot of time with your younger players. And I really appreciate that our coaches do that, because that's how we're going to grow as a franchise.
Scout's Eye, Devontae Adams, wide receiver, Green Bay Packers, 9 touchdown catches this year with Aaron Rodgers.
Second-round pick in 2014. You know, you watch his game. He's steadily improving each game, which is what you want from a player like that. He's a very good route runner. He consistently separates from man coverage. He ranks high in 25-plus yard receptions, so he can be a deep threat for them. When you watch the Packers, they're an 11 personnel much of the time, a lot of three-receiver formations, and they get major production really out of all three of their top receivers. And you look at them right now offensively, Jeff, they're first in passing TDs, they're second in third down efficiency. So they're really clicking offensively, and that's a credit to the quarterback and really these three receivers, including Adams.
So good test for your secondary. Good luck today.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Bears general manager Ryan Pace. Pregame continues with Ron, Jim, and Jay.